The Torah HaKadosh teaches us, Kamincha shetakrivu l'Hashem l'sas u'chametz ki chol tzor v'chol dvash l'saktim imenu ish l'Hashem. The Torah teaches us that one may not offer on the Mizbeach tzor, sourdough yeast, or dvash honey. There are a number of reasons offered by the Rishonim and the Achronim why this Isser applies. The Ramban, quoting the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, says that it was the custom of the Akum when they brought Kabbonis to their Avodah Zarah that they would include Sar and Dvash. And that's why the Torah says, since that's what the Akum do, we should not do them. There are other Rishonim, the Chinuch quotes this explanation that the Sar and Vash represent extremes. Sar represents something which is sour, extremely sour, as the name is implied. Dvash represents extreme sweetness, and says the Chinuch, the Torah wants us to not be go with extremes. Either go not too sweet, not too sour. The Das Kanim explains, since we know that the Torah says, Akol Kaboncha Takriv Melech, all Kabonis have to include salt, and salt is and yeast. Salt and sugar are not good mixtures and therefore should not be brought on the Mizbeach. Another explanation, the Chinuch discusses this explanation, the Meshech Chachma goes with this explanation, is that the Torah looks for us when we bring a carbon to exert ourselves in bringing the carbon. And included in exerting ourselves is not something that comes easily. Dvash, typically dvash means dvash tamarim, that comes out of dates. The honey just oozes out of the dates. And so, sorry, you just leave the dough and it becomes sourdough. The Torah is looking, says the Chinuch, says the Meshech Chachma, for us to exert ourselves in bringing a carbon and not that it should come easy. The Rambam takes this Isser of Kol Sar V'Chol Dvash L'Hashem Yishu L'Hashem. He says, what the Torah means with this Isser is to teach us that one cannot have Sar or Dvash included in anything, not just be brought on the Mizbeach, but they can't be included in part of anything that's brought on the Mizbeach. And therefore, Paskins the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perichov Tes Halacha Yudalid, Eimekatshim Ella Al Yain Haroy LeNasach Agav Mizbeach. The only type of wine that one should use for Kiddush, says the Rambam, is wine that could be brought on the Mizbeach. And therefore, based on our Gemara, says the Rambam, if some honey or yeast got mixed into your wine, afilu ketipas hachardel b'chavis, even a minute amount, the size of a mustard seed in a barrel of wine, b'chavis gedoyla, in a large barrel, emekachin lov. Says the Rambam, kach anu moirim b'chol hamarif. V'yesh mishmater, but the Rambam himself says there are those that are lenient, l'kadosh lov, v'oy meloy nema yayin aroy l'nasach agab mizbeach, ela when the halacha says that the only wine that may be used for Kiddush is wine that can be used on the Mizbeach, what the halacha has come to teach us is lahoitzi yayin shereicha ra, that has a bad odor, or megula was left open, which they didn't drink that wine, or mevushel, cooked wine, shemekachin al echem mehem. The Ravid disagrees right on the spot with the Rambam, because he quotes a Yerushalmi, What the Yerushalmi, in Masechet Pesachim, the Yerushalmi says that they mekatshim al yayin konditon, and yayin konditon is wine that has in it different ingredients mixed in. So we see that a different ingredient being mixed into the wine, included sugar and spices, doesn't disqualify the wine. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin Reish Beis Reish Ayin Beis Sif Ches Paskins Mekatshin Ayayin Mevushel. One may make kiddush on wine that was cooked. V'ayayin sheyesh b'dvash, on wine that includes honey. V'yesh oimrim she'ein mekatshin ayin. But there are opinions that say one should not use that for kiddush. Says the Ramav Minig l'kaddish alav. The minig is to use that for kiddush. Afil yesh loy yayin achar. Rak she'ein atay k'maya mevushel sheyesh b'dvash. So the Ramav takes the opinion, use the wine that you enjoy the most. Not like, in other words, it seems that the Ramah's opinion, and this is the way the Mishnah Berura explains the Ramah, that certainly if all things are equal and you enjoy wine without sugar added, without honey added, equally to wine with sugar added, then use the wine that has no additional sugar. But if you prefer the wine that has sugar added, use the wine with the sugar added. That's more important. There's a number of ways that the Poskim say that we could perhaps even use sugar added wine and it would not be contradictory to the Rambam's opinion. One explanation is that when we speak about dvash, when, as we began the shiur, ki chol sarv chol dvash, lo saktirim en ishu Hashem, the question is, what is included in dvash? The Ritvaz has a discussion. Does dvash mean strictly date honey, as dvash usually means when the Torah uses the word dvash, or does dvash mean anything sweet? And actually, that question is connected to what we discussed at the beginning of the shiur, is what is the reason why the Torah says that you're not supposed to put dvash on the Mizbeach? If it's as the Rambam says in the Mara Nevuchim, because we don't want to use what the Akum used, so it's possible that the Akum only used dvash tamarim, and therefore only wine that would have date honey would be an issue. Any other wine would not be a problem. But if we follow the other explanations, then that wouldn't be, then any sweet ingredient would be problematic. Not strictly honey, sugar would be problematic as well. Another reason one could, I also saw, and we discussed this once, that even if you'll say that when the Torah says dvash, it doesn't strictly mean honey, it means anything sweet, it could be that sugar would be an exception to the rule. The Das Torah makes this suggestion, because the Das Torah discusses that we've quoted in a previous shiur the opinion of the Hilchos Ketanis that for melicha, for salting meat, one doesn't necessarily have to use, one under certain circumstances could use sugar instead of salt. So since, says the Das Torah, sugar could be used as a substitute for salt. Sugar and all kabbanas, as we discussed earlier, have to have salt. Maybe even if other ingredients are problematic, sugar would be the least of your problems. according to that shita. But as we've already said in our shir, that's a very difficult shita to follow. We don't follow. Certainly salt cannot be used for salting meat. I also saw a tshuva from the Shiles of Tshuvas Oz Nidbaru, Chelik Yud Beis, Sif Simon Gimel, who makes a very interesting point. He says, when the Rambam says that wine that contains sugar may not be used, he says what the Rambam means is only if the sugar is added later. But if the sugar is added at the beginning of the processing of making the wine, so he says that's part of the process, the way this particular wine is made. And that's not called an additional ingredient. And therefore, it would not be a problem. It also seems from Rav Yosef Zatzal and the Shiles of Tshuvas Yechav Das, Chelik Beis, Simon Lamed Hay, that he takes a quite a lenient view on this entire question and basically says that any wine or any grape juice may be used for Kiddush. I saw an incredible Kiddush from Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita in the Shiles of Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Hugges, Chelik Aleph, Simen, Reish, Nun Gimel. He says that clearly what's most important when it comes to deciding on which wine you're going to make Kiddush on, he says what's most important is to use wine that you enjoy. And he says a very interesting point. He says sometimes you end up with a chumrah, these are his words, but a chumrah habala de kula. Your chumrah brings the kula. Why? Because you learn our Gemara, you learn the Rambam, and the Rambam says that you should use wine that has no sugar. So you go out of the way to buy and use such wine, even though it's not really the wine that you particularly enjoy. You enjoy sweet wine that has sugar added more. So he says the halacha that you should use wine that you enjoy certainly supersedes the halacha that the Rambam holds, you should use wine without any sugar added. And therefore he says, certainly better to use wine that you enjoy, even if it has sugar added. Unless both wines are perfectly equal to you, then, of course, try to follow the opinion of the Rambam and don't use wine that has sugar added. But then, he ends with an incredible chiddush. He says, if what we're just saying is that the most important condition to be met when making kiddush on wine is to make kiddush is to find something that you enjoy. So if somebody enjoys, we know you can make kiddush on chalas. But we always think, and when we think about making kiddush on chalas, we think about kiddush as making kiddush on chalas as a b'di'evit. I don't have wine. I can't drink wine. He says that if you enjoy chalas more than you enjoy wine, then you should perhaps, based on this rule, make kiddush on chalas and not on wine. A very big kiddush. There's one more point that we need to add, that as we understand the Rambam that we're quoting in this shir, so the Rambam represents a chumrah, that when one makes kiddush, he should look for wine that has no sugar added. But the Paiskim indicate that the Rambam perhaps actually represents a kula in another area of halacha. Because according to the Rambam, the Ritvaz makes this suggestion, that according to the Rambam, wine that has sugar added is not perhaps considered real wine. If that's the case, then when we speak about the halachas of Yayin Nesach or Stam Yenom, that our Osir wine that was produced by an Akum, it could be that if it's wine that has sugar, there will be a problem, according to the Rambam, of Stam Yenom on such a wine.